Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Of a town or the dimensions of my jail?
Petros and Money, Gong It Out, Vic on AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, if you cannot find yourself near an AM radio, anything that is on AM 570 LA Sports can be streamed via the iHeartRadio app and that AM 570 LA Sports icon. You tap on that, you'll hear Petros and Money if you're not near a radio. You tap on that when the Dodgers are on, as long as you're in the geofence in the greater LA area. You will hear Dodgers baseball and, of course, anything you miss and you can't hear live in the moment via stream or through the AM frequency, you can always relive via podcast. iHeartRadio is the number one podcast platform in the world, on the globe, and there's a reason for that. Damn good at what they do. So if you have not downloaded it yet, be sure to get the iHeartRadio app and subscribe to the Petros and Money podcast today.
All right, Matt, we got a lot going on, but if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's not difficult. At Matt Money Smith is Matt on Twitter, or at the real Matt Money Smith on Instagram, and that's where he really gets the pit vipers going.
Oh,
and
that's really, all that it's all it's become.
It's all me. Pit all day. Just
me getting pitted.
Matt's connection to the youth and youth of America is on. We are.
Oh, youth of a nation.
We are. Youth of a nation. And, of course, at Tim Cates on Twitter, the wall, the rifleman himself. You think Chuck Person has a rifle?
Jeez. Hey, man. He's produced a lot of shows. All CIF baseball in 96. Let's all celebrate. Because everybody loves Tim Cates.
Yeah.
The great Tim Cates. At Ronnie Fascio on Twitter, our own Ronnie, board op, or excuse me, engineer, and post a playlist.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while.
At the old P is me. At Petros and Money is our show, but I run that one. And then at Petros and Money on Instagram is my daughter combing my hair mostly. And then that's pretty much it. And now we have...
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is, I don't know what the best way to attach a number to this is. I'll just say five, whatever,
okay.
Five. I don't know if you have this experience, if your parents are active on social media.
They are not.
Or not.
They are not. I don't know. My dad's aware of it, and I know that my mother has no clue. And
so,
but they're not active. Facebook, not, you know, they're in their 70s.
See, and my parents, my old man just turned 80. My mom is in her late 70s. And this is a brand new development, and I think it has been birthed because of their grandkids.
Right.
You know, my nephews
the pandemic
who are
and you know
exactly they all have Instagram pages. So my mom, Tony Antoinette, follows all of them, all of my kids, all of my nephews on Instagram.
She sees a lot of pit vipers.
And that's what I'm getting at.
She's all pitted out now.
And so, you know, I think you've kind of seen the birth. It has not been, look, my Instagram page is but an infant, and it has not been a long period of time.
I don't even know. But it's a been, fetus.
Yes. And it has turned into really photos of me wearing pit vipers the last couple weeks. Ever since we met John Wayne Freeman.
33 years older than most everybody else that rocks the pits.
Maybe 50.
I'd rock mine, but I gave them away.
Right? To a handicapped kid who you at least you have that photo is why don't I have. And again, perhaps part of this is to establish communication with that outfit in Utah so we can somehow get into the world of endorsing pit vipers because I truly do love them. As asinine as that sounds.
I feel like we've put ourselves, we have our stocking out in the gutter. And our leg is in the street, and their taxi keeps passing us.
but you know what? It's doing laps. And here it comes again. Let's see if they'll react.
So what upset your mother? The pits?
Nothing has upset her. That's the thing. So over the course of the weekend, there were a few different pit viper posts. My daughter played, as we mentioned, and how was your weekend? My daughter played a show, and one of the kids who was playing drums after freaked out when he saw me wearing pit vipers and begged to be able to wear them when they did their set. That's what that photo was. And then I was wearing my pits on the beach yesterday during Labor Day.
So pitted out.
And my mom, who is, again, for the first time, like we don't text one another. We talk all the time, video call on the Alexa, that kind of stuff. But we don't do texts and Instagram. And now she's been Instagram DMing me regularly. Like the one photo of pit vipers, the first one she saw was like, those are interesting glasses.
Like she's figured out social media like Kyle has figured it out.
Yes.
I got it.
And then she'll send me like, you know, the face with the two hearts on it,
she's embracing, you know, Matt.
She is.
You know, she's a little older than you, but you're doing some things that are out of character for your age. Your daily surfing, your pit vipers. You know, maybe Antoinette in her late 70s, she's feeling her own resurgence or renaissance, so to speak. And it's a social media renaissance.
To put a button on it, it just feels weird when I double tap her like crying, laughing emoji for a heart. I don't know why. It's like that.
I can understand that.
Love that one, Mom. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Just odd. I'm sure I'll get used to it, but for now, it's super odd.
I can see why. That totally makes sense to me. All right, the number of the day is a really sad one, guys.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
71 is the number of the day. Sam Cunningham, a dear friend of our show, a dear friend of our family. My dad's one of his closest friends, has passed away. Sam is one of the great guys we've ever been around and a legend in College Football Hall of Fame, Patriots Hall of Fame, first round of the 1973 NFL Draft was picked by the Patriots, and of course, Randall Cunningham's older brother, the family from Santa Barbara, and Sam beat my father when he was a sophomore and my dad was a senior, maybe junior senior. Sam beat my dad in the state championship of the shot put, and then they became teammates at USC, and they were both part of the team, as you know about the story, the turning of the tide in 1970, at Legion Field that integrated the SEC, USC under John McKay with black players, including a quarterback and the great Sam Cunningham, went in and stomped on an all-white Alabama team. And that changed the SEC completely. And you look at what it is today. I mean, Sam was 71 years old. It was not that long ago. That game was in 1970. So he was a great person. His wife and family are very close with my parents and our families, and we've spent holidays together and all that. So a lot of people are texting me and asking me if it's true. It is true without the details. He had some kind of health problem or some kind of medical issue. But Sam Cunningham is gone at 71, one of the great Trojans of all time. and really a great person who was a lot of fun to be around and a lot of fun to watch football with and just a great guy to grow up around. And my dad's really hurting today, and he does not have social media, but he's going to send me a couple pictures that I can tweet out. So, and I know you got to know Sam throughout the years being interviewed on the show and stuff, Matt.
I mean, the best way I would, look, you, family friend of yours, and again, I'm terribly sad for your father and obviously Sam's family and your family, but the one thing I would just say is the man was a presence.
Yeah,
like, when you were in a room with him, he was a presence to be around.
Yeah, and it was like that, not just for guys like us, you know, but a lot of young football players he talked to and mentored and kind of helped when they were in their time of need. He was a wonderful guy. So we're all going to really miss Sam Cunningham, one of the great Trojans, if not one of the greatest of all time. RIP, Sam. And we'll talk more about it throughout the week as we get some details and what's going on with the family and how USC is going to honor him. I hope, like they've done for Colt Brennan with Hawaii, you know, they put the 15 on their helmet.
Yeah.
Sam is pretty significant former USC football player, so hopefully they go all out to honor him. All right, Ronnie.
This is the song of the day.
St. Louis Blues is our song of the day from jazz musician and composer Herbie Hancock, along with the great Stevie Wonder providing vocals on this rendition of the classic tune. On a flexed out episode of the Petros and Money Show and Great Sports Talk, as the Dodgers are in St. Louis, hoping to give the Cardinals the Blues in game two of this four-game series. And it all begins with Tim Cates, who's here, and he'll have your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck program that starts this afternoon at 3:30. It's coming up soon.
Okay, we'll have more PMS with Chip Kelly, King Chip Kelly, offensive genius, UCLA head coach. Will join us next.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now.
Petros and Money, AM570LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, big flex here today as we are going to Dodgers v. Cardinals at 4:45 p.m. Dodgers on Deck will be at 3:30. So we're out of here in short order. And remember to keep listening to PMS and Rogan and Rodney all week. We're giving away Dodger Padre tickets for this weekend's big series at Dodger Stadium. And we have the Dodgers on Saturday, and that's not all we had on Saturday, P. We had some college football here.
Unbelievable. Well, actually, a lot of people believed it, and a lot of people saw it coming after they saw the first game. Off week now, and then Fresno State at the Rose Bowl a week from Saturday after UCLA with a great victory over LSU. Chip Kelly's football team coming off the ball like wild men. A lot of fun to watch, and people are talking about being in the Rose Bowl and being excited about the blue and gold. Joining us right now, an old friend of the show, ever since he was an offensive coordinator at the University of Oregon. And now, people are starting to talk about UCLA football in the way that they did when he was hired. Coming off the COVID year, the team looks strong. On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, he looks strong in his upper body. Arms look strong. Got the visor back. It's our friend Chip Kelly on the Petros and Money Show. What's cracking, Coach? How are you? Happy off week.
I'm good, boss. It's not an off week. It's an improvement week.
Oh, okay. See, because I tried to call it a bye week, and then I got corrected and said, no, 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 it's an off week. But an improvement week is a good way to put it. Before we get into last week, since that's what's on your mind, how much do you balance what's because the team's obviously feeling good about themselves. Do you do a freshman scrimmage for everybody? Do you keep the guys practicing like it's camp? How do you handle the improvement week?
Yeah, we went Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So today is an off day for them.
They'll get settled. They're off on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And then we're back at it on Sunday getting ready for Fresno. So we spaced it out, brought them in yesterday, watched film, had a good lift and a run, and then we'll practice tomorrow, and then we'll practice again on Friday.
You had the quote. You know how the media works. They'll pull a quote. They'll get excited about it. You called the game against LSU, our Super Bowl. You also kind of clarified that. If you put it in context, you mentioned every game is the Super Bowl, but certainly it felt like that game was built up to be something big. An SEC team here at the Rose Bowl for the first time ever, a team that won the national championship a couple years ago. Kind of walk us through how you got the guys ready and you made it a big deal without making it a big deal.
Yeah, we didn't make it a big deal, and that was kind of misquoted. They asked me, you know, how important the game was, and I told them it was the Super Bowl, and they were, oh, my God, you called it the Super Bowl. And I said, well, we call every game we play the Super Bowl. We played the Super Bowl last week against Hawaii, and then we played the Super Bowl next week against Fresno State. So every game we play is the Super Bowl. So we did not make the game any bigger than it was. It was not the Pac-12 versus the SEC because they didn't bring Mississippi State, and Alabama with them. You know, it was just us against them. You know, a really good football team that, you know, 2 years ago was in the national championship, but this team wasn't in the national championship. So we didn't talk about the 2 year ago team. We just talked about it was an opportunity to play a really good Power Five team. We were fortunate that we were home. And our guys are excited about playing football. They don't care if it's against LSU or Fresno State or Stanford or Oregon or whoever's on the schedule. You know, it's, let's really control what we can control. It's a mature team. They really prepare very well for each opponent that we've had so far to date. And then that's kind of how we approach it. So, you know, as we talk about, success is not owned. It's rented, and rent's due every day. So you better come to work every day here.
Both polls, not that Coach cares at this point, both polls have UCLA at 16. There is a lot of buzz about the football team. The outside stuff is the outside stuff, and we're in the media, and we're idiots that said, they said it was the Super Bowl, but it was not our fault. It was written down for us, and we just read it, you know. But overall, when people see the way you prepare a football team and some of the unorthodox things that you do, when it's within your football team, and now they're looking at each other and say, wow, we look like a different group. We, as a collective, not this one guy or this one guy, as a different group, we look like a group of madmen. I would imagine that's what's gratifying about doing things a little bit differently and having the results be that way for the internally for the team.
Yeah, it's probably, that's a little bit too much thought into it. We're just trying to, can we give any advantage we possibly can, because we got to play really good teams. And if we do it the right way, if this is, our players are all over it, if this is going to give us an advantage, then we're going to do it. So, you know, I think our methods are based on science, not tradition. You know, and there's a little bit of methodology to how we do it, but I think our players understand it. And you can tell with the energy and the juice that our players have had on consecutive games that, you know, we're doing things the right way.
I'm probably walking into it here, but I'll try. But because you said that was last year's team, or that was 2 years ago for LSU. Last year's team was last year's team for UCLA, but there were a lot of people that were excited. Even though it was a 3-4 record, it felt like we could see things turning a corner. Do you carry that over? Do you want to forget about that? Or do you remind them of the successes they had last year?
Oh, you got to own everything you do, and I think you have to learn from everything you do. You know, we were 15 points away from being undefeated last year. You know, in the games we lost, we talk about SIW, self-inflicted wounds, as we really contributed to those losses ourselves. You know, and if we can do a better job, which we have in the last two games, of protecting the football while we continue to create turnovers on defense, then we got a shot. You know, so, you know, if you can look at four losses that are really 15, it's 15 points, then there's some tangible evidence of that you're close. And then what do we really need to focus and concentrate on to kind of get us over the hump, you know? And it's the same old fundamentals that the game of football is all about. But I think when you know, when kids can realize, hey, we are really close, you know, you lose 38-35 up at Oregon a year ago, but we had an interception return for a touchdown and a fumble return for a touchdown. You know, that you don't have to be a math major, that's 14 points that could have really affected the outcome of the game. So it's been a conscious effort. You know, we've talked about it. We embrace it. We own everything we do. But we also have to be able to learn from everything we do. So I think our players are in a good spot right now, but we need to continue to work. You know, we're just scratching the surface, I think, on how good a football team we can be.
And not many football teams are playing well without a good run game. And you guys definitely have displayed that in the first couple weeks. Britton Brown, Zach Charbonnet, reminding us of, LaMichael James and Kenyon Barner. But they're different backs. Every year you've had different backs. We've been watching Josh Kelly in the NFL. Demetric Felton made a team. We're happy about that. Describe that rotation and how you see it playing out for the rest of the year. Barring any kind of injury, which of course we'd hate to see.
Yeah, no, really good point. We feel like we have two big physical backs. You know, we don't make any bones about that. We do like to run the football. I think you need to run the ball to be successful at any level. You know, I think it establishes an identity of your football team. A lot of things can thrive off of it. You know, which I think is really cool from a play-action standpoint and some of the things. You know, Dorian was 9 of 16, but I think he completed over 20 yards of pass because of, you know, everybody trying to get down in the box. And we had some huge plays. I think we had 17 explosive plays in the game. But, you know, when you run the ball, I think last weekend in the 88 FBS games, the team that won the rushing total won 73 games, and they lost 15. So, it's a real good correlation, but we have two really good backs and a really veteran offensive line that we can kind of lean on right now.
You mentioned the numbers for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, 260 yards on 9 completions, 3 for 3 touchdowns as well. How different is he? Is he much different this year than what he was last year?
He is, and just he's grown in so many ways. You know, that's the cool thing about Dorian is every year, every game, he gets better. Really taking what the defense gives him, you know, made some huge plays in the passing game, made some huge plays with his legs, you know, to keep plays alive. But, you know, when you get 9 completions for 260 yards, you know, that's what we've always been about, you know, creating explosive plays. And I think Dorian really, he looks to create those. He's got a really good grasp and understanding of our system. He's gotten us in and out of got us out of bad plays and into good plays, and has done a great job of really running our offense.
Chip Kelly, our friend, a great guy to talk to, and I know it didn't happen overnight, but all of a sudden, you know, Martin Jarmon, the jump man, Mick Cronin, you know, it feels like UCLA is the place to be. Well, what's it like working with that new AD? He seems a little different than a lot of these guys. He's accessible to us.
Yeah, it's been great. I have so much respect for Dan Guerrero. He's one of the truly iconic people in this profession, and he hired me. But when Martin came in, he also came in at a real different time because it was amidst COVID. You know, we've had a lot of Zoom meetings. There hasn't been a lot of in-person anything on our campus just because of COVID itself. Despite the restrictions that we have, I think he's done a really good job of connecting with the fan base and connecting with the coaches here at UCLA, you know, just dealing with all the little things that we all have to do. We actually had a staff meeting today, and it was still over Zoom because everybody's kind of in their own little submarine here on campus trying to keep away from everybody so we can make sure that we keep our ecosystem clean. So I think just with all the things going on, we couldn't ask for a better start. So we're excited.
I want to make sure before we get you out of here, Coach, we get some balance because when we say Chip Kelly, we, of course, always think about offenses and how much the game changed once you showed up at Oregon. So we focus on that side of the ball. But just eyeball test, watching the way this defense plays, just the energy, the fury, the negative plays, how much different does this defense feel to you this year than from years past? I know they're creating a ton of turnovers and negative plays, even though it's just been 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of picking up where they left last year. You know, I think last year we really made some great strides defensively. We went more to a nickel package, trying to get more speed on the field. And then obviously combining that with what we do in our strength and conditioning program, you know, really kind of matches it. So it's a holistic approach to how we're playing defense. And our players have really done a great job with it. I thought they did a great job, you know, in executing the game plan against LSU. Obviously, you're talking about one of the premier offenses in the country, you know. But our guys gave a lot of looks. They got after the quarterback and created a lot of disruption against as talented a group of receivers as there is in the country. And it's fun to watch. Our kids are playing fast. They're playing physical. They're playing with a lot of energy. But that's the way they train. So what you're seeing on on Saturdays is a byproduct of the work that we see from our guys during the week. And we always believe that no one rises to the occasion. You sink to your level of training, and they're training at a really high level right now.
Chip Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, I too am going to work on self-improvement this week. I think we all should. Improvement week, and then Fresno, a tough Fresno's team coming to town, and that's going to be a great test for the Bruins. A lot of excitement nationally about UCLA, and rightfully so. They've looked great. Coach, we love talking to you. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Petros, what particular improvement are you going to? We can touch base on next week to see if you did anything better. What is there one particular aspect of it?
You know, I'm going to try to manage myself a little bit better in the evening hours, so I don't wake up at 3 a.m. with indigestion. Since you asked, that's what immediately comes.
I love it.
And I will let you know Friday how it goes. We'll call. Yeah. We'll get the message to you through Martin or somebody.
How we do the small things is how we do all things. So that's awesome. I'm excited to hear your report back.
A holistic approach to sports talk radio. Chip that's Kelly, awesome. Everybody. UCLA football is back and balling, and we'll be back with more PMS on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers and the Bruins.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Your home of the Dodgers, your home of the Bruins, your home of NFL football. That's right, the NFL gets underway 48 hours, just over 48 hours from now with Thursday Night Football. And we will be your home for Thursday and Monday Night Football all season long. Cowboys versus the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 5:20 p.m. on AM 570. That'll be a PMS sandwich as the Dodgers will be going early in St. Louis for their getaway game. We'll come on right between the end of that contest and the beginning of Thursday Night Football. And then, of course, the Chargers kick off their season. I'll be in Washington, D.C., 10 a.m. kick on Alt 98.7 against the Washington football team.
The great Chip Kelly joined us in the last segment. We had a great time with it. Tom Telesco, before that.
Are you really going to work on your indigestion at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's got to work on it so he doesn't have to feel it.
Correct.
3:30 in the morning.
Right.
He's got to work on it during his waking hours. Exactly.
All right. It's time for the, because this is still, even though, you know, USC just looks so stellar against San Jose State. And San Jose State was so sad with the way that Nick Starkle, the quarterback, played. And even though Washington lost Montana and Washington State lost to Utah State and Cal lost to Nevada, we got to finish up the BIP, right? Come on, man. David Spade's gone, but guess who's there being the host? And
who's back?
Ooh. It's Lance Bass.
Oh, not good.
Yeah, Bass is there.
Not the guy's got no personality.
And there's not a lot of bass. Just
a lot of ass in Bachelor in Paradise. Not a lot of bass. Yeah.
Buenos dias.
All right. So straight to the drama, Matt. We don't have a lot of time today. We got a tight show, and we're flexed back tomorrow again at 1 o'clock. Last time we left you, Kenny was messing with. Do you remember who? Kenny's the guy with his puto out. They're all in paradise. They're mixing it up. They're shaking it up.
He had Demi.
Uh-huh, there you go. Kenny is trying to scurry away after being in the boom boom room with Demi. And Demi is losing Kenny. She might have given it up too fast. She might have brought the milk over before the cow had to be purchased. And she tries to offer it up again. She goes into his ear. Do you want to go to the boom boom room right now?
Right now. Let's go.
Let's go. And he shoots her down, and she is humiliated.
Tonight? I have to go. No, I want to go to sleep. And I kind of thought we were coming back, and then just
it's all good.
And then going to bed. That's all, I swear.
I wanted Kenny to fight for me. I wanted to feel solidified with him, but I feel like he's just waiting for Mari. He's like obsessed with her in some weird up way. I did not fight this hard just to be placed in his pocket. That's a feeling, and I feel like an idiot. You're ridiculous. Oh, my God. I literally want to die.
She's not used to being rejected, Matt.
No. I mean, look, you get a look at her, and you can kind of see why. You know, you got the looks. You got the attitude, the confidence. It's like, stop, boom, boom, let's go. And who's going to say no to that?
Gave it up too fast. Way too fast. And it's really just a lot of that. It's people in strong relationships, and then they send somebody to screw it up. And that person comes in and gives a great effort to screw it up. Like with Kendall and grocery store Joe, and that was the early one, and it went on for like an hour, and Joe didn't leave, and it was really boring. But we did get piping hot Piper showing up and stealing Brendan away from Natasha. Now, do you know who Natasha is?
Yes. It's filed under BIP, B-I-P. Somebody gonna like me? Am I gonna like somebody else?
So Natasha is really, she's very attractive, but she is really, really, really annoying.
Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
That's her, yeah.
Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
So she loses Brendan to Hot Piper, who is piping hot. And
Hot Piper, yeah, popping so hot.
And what people are alleging is that, wait a minute, this guy Brendan and Piper were together before this, and she sent him as like a scout to stay on the show to lie to some idiot. Like,
am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
Only to show up, and then they could have their relationship and get paid and be on TV. And oh, look, it's Brendan and Piper at the club tonight, to make a thing out of it. Controversy. But here's the process of Natasha losing Brendan, and she's crying and very upset. And at the end, she's like hanging on to a woman like she's drowning, like hugging her so hard.
Get over here.
This whole situation is just a roller coaster of emotions. And the truth is, the best part about this experience has been Brendan. But I've worked really hard to try to be the understanding and patient person that I am in relationships. And I have spent so much time making him feel comfortable.
See you later.
See you later.
If he doesn't come back and say that he wants things to continue with us, it just is going to be hard. And it's been already so hard.
Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
It's already been so hard, Matt.
Just incredibly difficult. Knowing what you thought was going to be your fate going in to what it ultimately is, it's just, boy, you just never expect this, do you, on Bachelor Paradise?
I've never seen it happen before. To
never. Anyone. Never. It's not like, you know?
It's upsetting because no one really ever liked her in the first place. Which
am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
I think she's coming to realize that. And then she just spends the rest of the time just ferreting out this new couple, Piper and Brendan, and making him feel uncomfortable being there. And then here she is lamenting her situation at the end.
He destroyed himself, to be honest. I'm for real. He did. He's a liar. Like, I get that's your boy, but you gotta say that that's f***ed up, Ivan. I'm waiting. I'm just really over it at this point, you know?
Seems Brendan, like it.
Be a man and be like, yo, I like this girl. She is bae. Like, I'm about to go home and wife her up. He should leave. Ooh. They should leave.
They should Ooh. Leave.
Girl, she is like, bae. Like, she's I'm about bae. To go home and wife her up.
Ooh. I'm about to go home and wife her up.
Girl, she is bae. Like, I'm about to go home and wife her up.
The conversation he had to have with her, too. She's like, you're a liar. He's like, well, I can understand why. I, you know, like, every conversation that we've ever been in, like, I just got to get away from this girl, and I'll let her say whatever she wants to me. I'll let her call me in all the names in the world.
Yeah, just end this
so
now.
This can be the last time we talk, just so that.
I don't have to go home and wife her up.
Right. Bae!
You know, I was like, I'll bang and wife her up.
Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so. Girl, she is bae. Like, I'm about to go home and wife her up.
All right. So isn't that way better than breaking down Keaton Slovis' mediocre debut for the 2021 season?
Not that soon. Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me?
Am I gonna like someone? Is someone gonna like me? Like, I hope so.
Fresno's back, right? We got Chargers playing the Washington football team this week. And don't think Matt's not getting obstructions. I'm going to make him storm the Capitol with a freaking bull helmet on. Just like that guy.
No, I think that actually already happened.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Am I going to like someone? Is someone going to like me? I'm going like,
to storm Ben's chili bowl with a sport coat.
That's one.
That's what I'm going to do.
So you got to go there too.
Am I going to like someone? Is someone going to like me? Like, I hope so.
Obstructions. More PMS to come.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.